You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 92, three leadership truths nobody prepares you for. Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Cara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. There is a lot that people don't tell you when you first become a manager or a leader. For many, this change can be really unsettling and can cause you to regret getting promoted, but only if you're not prepared or warned about these leadership truths. So in today's episode, you're going to learn what these harsh leadership truths are so they don't throw you off course from what you were hired to do. And let's get straight into it. The first harsh reality about leadership is that people will be jealous of you. Simply having the title of a manager or a leader can make people jealous. Knowing that you earn more money than they do can make people jealous of you. Having more power in the organization can also make people jealous. Unfortunately, jealousy comes right alongside success. You might have noticed this. The more successful you are, the more jealous people will be of you. It's unfortunate, but this does happen, and it's something that you're just going to have to get used to when you become a leader. So let's talk a little bit about who could become jealous of you. I guess the possibilities are quite large here, but in general, when you become a leader, it could be your previous peers. So this would be people you worked with at the same level before, and now you are superior to them. So therefore, they're jealous of you for any of the reasons that I mentioned before. It could also be people who went for the same promotion that you did, for the same job that you went for. They didn't get it. You did. They're resentful that you got the job instead of them, and therefore they become jealous of you. It could also be your old boss, especially if they try to keep you down in your position, if they refuse to promote you because they wanted to keep you working underneath them. They didn't want to see you rise higher than them. Perhaps they were threatened by you. So of course, all of these are generalizations when it comes to jealousy for leadership, but they are examples of jealousy that can and they do happen in many organizations today. And the result of jealousy in the workplace is that it causes people to behave in a toxic way around you. They might try to undermine you. They might try to sabotage your work. They might try to ruin your reputation. As a leader, ideally, you don't want to have to deal with things like this, but there might come a time when you have no choice, when you are promoted and when you do realize that there are some people around you in your team or maybe outside of your team who do become jealous of you. And in that case, in that situation, as a first step, something you can do to try and combat this is to stay focused on your job. This is really important. You don't want to let that jealousy, their actions, their behavior, or the words that they might say to you push you off course or distract you from what your job and what your focus and what your goals are. But sometimes jealousy can get out of hand, and this quite often happens if you ignore it, if you don't deal with jealousy when you should deal with it. In that situation, then you need to have an assertive conversation with that person. Now, I know that assertiveness, that type of communication, is something that can be daunting for many people, especially if you are more of an introverted leader, if you're coming from a more passive style of communication and you're not used to a more direct style of speaking with people and confronting people when you need to. So I want to point you to a podcast episode on The Leadership Pod. It's episode 67, How to Be Assertive on the Spot. This episode will help you to become more assertive when you need to, and it will definitely help you to become more assertive on the spot when you need to, because these are times when you might be shocked. People might suddenly say something out of left field. You're not quite prepared for it and you don't know how to respond. You don't know what to say. So episode 67 will help to prepare you for situations like that. The second harsh reality about leadership is that your team can become fearful of you. You see, when you get promoted into leadership, you gain more power. Instead of being an equal to your team members, you now have power over them. You monitor their performance. You administer performance reviews, pay rises, and promotions. You also have the power to hire new people or to fire people if they're not performing. So as a leader, you have tremendous power over your team members and their professional future, and they know this. As a result, they're very likely to change how they behave around you, especially when you are promoted into leadership and before you were at the same level as them. This might result in them no longer discussing workplace interactions or gossip with you. They might not freely share ideas with you in meetings for fear of saying the wrong thing. They might hesitate to disagree with you or your opinion because they don't want to get on your wrong side. And on a smaller scale, they might stop inviting you to group lunches that you used to have with them. This change in dynamics is caused by the increase in power that you have attained because of your leadership position. If you detect that power is becoming an issue when you have been promoted into leadership and your team are becoming fearful of you, their behavior is changing, they're holding back in times when you want them to speak up and you want them to break this pattern, then the best thing to do is that you need to train them to realize that you are not the scary leader they think you are. You should ask for their opinions and their thoughts more in meetings. Tell them that you want to hear what they think because you value their ideas. And when people do speak up, make sure you acknowledge what they have said and thank them for their contribution. This will help them to feel important and appreciated too. It's also helpful if you incorporate empathetic communication into your leadership style so that you appear more humane and more kind as well. And if you do all of these things over time, your team will eventually learn that they shouldn't be fearful of you. There is no threat around you. And if you do these things over time, then your team will eventually learn that they shouldn't be fearful of you, that you are not a threat, even though you are now a leader. The third harsh reality about leadership is that everything you do and say is scrutinized. So when you have a bad day, when you feel overwhelmed, frustrated, stressed, and you just want to let out your emotions, you need to keep in mind that as a leader, people will be watching. Either your team, your peers, or other managers or leaders, or maybe your boss. Regardless of who it is, what's sure is that word will get around if you, the leader, behave in an unethical, irrational, or aggressive way. Feeling emotions like stress, frustration, and even anger is totally fine, but letting others see those emotions isn't always the best option. Because people will notice, they'll pay more attention to negative emotions than positive ones that you display. And this happens especially when you're a leader because you are more visible. Again, all of this is unfortunate, but it is human condition to remember negative events more than positive events. They do leave a deeper mark in our memory. And when you are more open with your negative emotions and you do express them more, there are repercussions for you as a leader. So for example, if you're feeling angry 5 minutes before an important client meeting and you take that anger with you into the meeting, it will come out in the way that you communicate. It will come out through your facial expressions. These things will make you look aggressive to that client and they can cause that client to not want to work with you. Here's another example. If you're in a meeting and one of your team members says something that is not on point, you don't want to roll your eyes at them because they'll read this as you being unhappy, impatient, or disapproving to an extreme, and it might prevent them from speaking up in the future. The thing you need to understand is that when you are a leader, you are more visible. People watch, people talk, offices are small, and word can quickly get around that you can't control your emotions. I don't think that's the leadership reputation that you want to develop. So where does this leave you as a leader? You are going to experience negative emotions. You are going to experience stress and even anger from time to time. So how do you deal with this? Well, I recommend that you have a couple of people in the organization whom you trust, people you can let your emotions out with, people you can ask advice from, people you can let your guard down with. So talk to those people. Talk out your stress and your frustrations and your problems. Maybe they can help you through it. Maybe they've got some tips that will help you get to where you want to go. Perhaps they have been through that exact same issue before. The rest of the time, you need to be aware of your emotions, and you need to be aware that when they are too negative or too extreme, you need to tone down your response. And being emotionally intelligent as a leader will definitely help you with this. And as many of you listening probably know, emotional intelligence is one of the key leadership qualities that will help you succeed in the future of work. It's one of the leadership qualities that management and senior executives look for when they are choosing who they want to promote into leadership. So we are at the end of today's episode 3, Leadership Truths That Nobody Prepares You For. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go back and listen to episode 67 of this podcast, the one about how to be assertive on the spot, so you can learn how to communicate in a more direct way, but also a polite way. And I will be back next month with a new episode from you. So in the meantime, take care, and I hope you have a wonderful month. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.